Fantasy meets reality to create the game we've come to know and love. Here now with his analysis of the players affecting your teams around the world is Dan Tortora in Fantasy Football Friday.
Welcome here to Fantasy Football Friday, the inaugural episode, episode one for the first time ever, Fantasy Football Talk from Dan Tortora here with you right now in Central New York, getting to you from around the country and the world. Very happy to be there and to call Syracuse, New York, my hometown, and to be broadcasting live to you from there. Fantasy Football Friday, I have the opportunity, the blessing, the privilege to talk to fans from around the country and the world when it comes to fantasy football. Each week you get in touch with me through social media. Obviously, we have four leagues in Syracuse of fantasy football owners, a national league and a Florida league, the Florida league being the oldest one, 6 years old. So it is an honor and a privilege to be able to talk with fantasy football owners and fantasy football enthusiasts from around the country and the world, as well as right in my hometown of Syracuse, New York, and the surrounding area of Central New York. So this is what the show is about. It's here for you. Every single Friday, I will be bringing you an opportunity to hear what I'm thinking about every single one of the 32 teams from around the country, what I'm seeing. Fantasy football is something that I've been doing since I believe I was between the ages of 10, 12 years old, and now 18 years later, I continue to cover fantasy football. It's something that, you know, always paying attention to the 32 teams, looking at who's doing well, not buying into certain hypes, and then also seeing some of those sleepers, people on the waiver wire that you should be looking at. So I pride myself on knowing what I need to know to help you when it comes to fantasy football. I pride myself on my gut, my mentality, and the decisions that I make in fantasy football. And they've worked with other people. They've worked throughout the years, and they've worked to help people to win games, see things maybe they didn't see. So I'm very happy to be here with you on Fantasy Football Friday. So let's get into it. We'll start off first and foremost with, we're going to go in alphabetical order here for those listening in each team. So I'm going to start with the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals waking up the nest. This Cardinals defense flying high versus the Niners. Four interceptions, two return for touchdowns, two sacks most recently. Game before that, Cardinals defense, two interceptions, one return for a touchdown. The game before that, an interception in the season opener. So if you're looking at defenses, it's clear to say that the Arizona Cardinals defense and special teams is taken by somebody in your league. If it's not, then you need to jump on it 5 days ago. But make sure that if you have the Arizona Cardinals defense, you're playing them. And for whatever reason, if somebody left them out there, get them on the waiver wire. They have, as I stated, seven interceptions in three games. Three of those seven interceptions have been returned for touchdowns. Their defense is performing better than some offenses around the country. So do not sleep on the Arizona Cardinals. In the palm of some of your hands, Carson Palmer, for those of you that took him, nine touchdowns in three games. As it's been stated before, and as I truly believe, this offense goes where Carson Palmer goes. The good thing about it, though, is that he's finally finding wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald again. This is a guy who many people, from year to year, you want to take him because of his name, because of his history, because of his ability, but for the last two seasons, he's been underwhelming. This season, Larry Fitzgerald has five receiving touchdowns in two games, 100 receiving yards in both of the games that he scored in. So make sure that you are playing, at this point at least, playing Larry Fitzgerald. And there were some squads out there, some leagues out there, I should say, that did not draft Larry Fitzgerald, not knowing what he was going to be. So if he is out there, take him. But if he's on your bench, you need to move him into the starting role. Running back Chris Johnson, I've said a lot about this guy over the years. Not a lot of positive things since he got that big contract with the Tennessee Titans and decided to stop playing, then went to the Jets and did absolutely nothing. But as a member of the Arizona Cardinals who gave him an opportunity, he has two rushing touchdowns, 110 rushing yards, 5 yards per carry versus the Niners. It was a big, strong game for Chris Johnson. So put him on your team if you don't have him right now. See what he could do. I would potentially start him this week, but let me know who your other running backs are. And this is the thing. I'm going to give you advice on Fantasy Football Friday, but if you have Chris Johnson and you have Eddie Lacy and you have one more spot to give and you want me to talk to you about which one is better in the scenario right now I would tell you it's Chris Johnson. I know Eddie Lacy is a strong performer, but because the Green Bay Packers passing game has been so strong, there's not a lot as far as output from Eddie Lacy at this point unless he gets involved more in the receiving game. So with questions like that, make sure you get in touch with me on Twitter at CallDT, C-A-L-L-D-T, or on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. Moving on to the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons have not been able to trust one back to carry their run game over the past couple years. But Devontae Freeman gave a spark against the Cowboys. Three of his four rushing touchdowns on the season came in the last game. However, you have to watch that toe injury right now. So if you have Devontae Freeman, you want to make sure you're watching him. If he's in your starting lineup, make sure you stay with me on wakeupcalldt.com. Go to the team page and scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting Chiropractor. That page has the entire injury report for fantasy football. So make sure that you are watching the toe injury with Devontae Freeman. He has had a spark, but he needs to be consistent. Speaking of toe injuries, watch wide receiver Julio Jones. I know when you see the name Julio Jones, just like Larry Fitzgerald, you want to play him. The Falcons did not treat his injury seriously before, and they lost Jones. That meant so did you. He has two touchdowns game one, none in game two, two touchdowns game three, but he fractured his foot in 2011 and then again in 2013. So you want to watch Julio Jones. He is a performer. He is a stud on that Atlanta Falcons offense, and he is by far the number one target for Matt Ryan in the receiving game. But watch injuries to his foot. You don't want to underestimate them. As far as the other wide receiver on the Falcons that a lot of people used to draft in the past, it's a whiteout. Roddy White, no catches, no targets in the last two games. This is someone who was picked up in the 16th to the 18th round of my fantasy football drafts, and I had six of them. Roddy White would drop all the way to the end where he used to be a top 10 wide receiver. And for those of you that picked him up really, really late, if at all, you've been right so far. So give yourself a pat on the back. No catches, no targets, last two games. It's getting ugly for Roddy White right now. Baltimore Ravens, can't blame it on an injured player who's never played a down. Wide receiver Breshad Perriman out indefinitely after his knee scope. You don't want to give up on Perriman completely, but if you have an injured reserve spot on your roster and you have enough wide receivers, go ahead and put him there. If you don't, then maybe it's time to let go of him, because chances are you'll pick up a wide receiver who can be effective for you right now. When a player's out indefinitely, that could mean for the rest of the season, another five games, another three games, but it's not going to be right now. So if you have an injured reserve spot, put Breshad Perriman there, and if you have enough wide receivers that have been effective so far. If you don't, and there's someone on the waiver wire that looks enticing to you, a free agent that you can pick up, go ahead and do that now. Drop Perriman. And as you watch the injury report on the team page, Dr. Tim Whiting Chiropractor, on wakeupcalldt.com, you can make that judgment call to go out and get him, because chances are a lot of people will forget you even put him out there on the waiver wire. Breaking through what is the steel curtain of today, which is not the steel curtain of yesterday, running back Justin Forsett were hot coming off of that victory in overtime by the Ravens, the first overtime victory by the away team in the Baltimore Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers matchup. Justin Forsett had 150 rush yards against Pittsburgh, 5.6 yards a carry. He didn't score, but if you're in a leak that glorifies every few yards like mine do. Every 10 yards, your running back is going to get a point. Then in this case, Justin Forsett got you 15 points just off of that. So, Justin Forsett, still a performer, good number two guy, potential number one guy if you're in a deep league. Steve Smith Sr., 150 or more receiving yards in back-to-back games, but quiet in a loss to Pittsburgh before he went out in the fourth quarter. Two touchdowns in one game, none in the other three. He's up and down. I have him on a bunch of my teams. I believe, because I believe in his star quality. I believe in his ability to make the big play. But with a lower back injury and being so up and down, at best right now, I would say he's a flex position for you or a number three wide receiver if you have that opportunity. Cut him some flack. Joe Flacco, over 360 passing yards in back-to-back games where he had two touchdowns and one interception in each. Joe Flacco, good backup quarterback for you. Potential good starter for you moving forward. Watch him. People underestimate Joe Flacco all the time. Since he came out of Delaware and came into the league, people have been underestimating him. He responded by going to the playoffs as a rookie and winning a game. Joe Flacco is not someone that you should underestimate. Over 360 passing yards in back-to-back games, two touchdowns, one interception in those games. So if Joe Flacco's out there, which he is in some leagues, it might be time to go out and get him. As far as the Buffalo Bills go right now, they are tailor-made at the moment towards certain teams. Against the Colts, Tyrod Taylor, starting quarterback, had one touchdown. Against the Patriots, he had three touchdowns, but three interceptions. Against the Dolphins, who out of those three teams mentioned are the worst, three touchdowns to no interceptions. So, Tyrod Taylor right now, still a backup, still maybe a third quarterback, somebody to leave on your bench, because he can score, he does have the ability to do some things and make games interesting for reality and for fantasy in fantasy football. But you have to look at the team he's playing, because right now Tyrod Taylor isn't doing great against the good to great teams, but he's doing well against the not so good teams. Not surprised in underwhelming numbers of running back LeSean McCoy. This is not somebody that I bought into when he was finishing up with the Eagles, nor did I buy into him when he was moved to the Bills. He's also injured, so you need to watch him on this. However, Carlos Williams is a great waiver wire or free agent pickup. One rushing touchdown in each of the Bills' three games. Over 100 rushing yards most recently. So his yards are going up, getting into the end zone. He has been one of the most consistent backs in the country. Believe it or not, rookie coming out of Florida State, Carlos Williams, the running back, at least one touchdown in every game so far for the Buffalo Bills, so don't sleep on him. Receiving, tight end Charles Clay for the Buffalo Bills, getting some good looks. If you don't have him, go get him. If he's on your bench, like I know he is in some, put him in as a starter. You may not be let down by him. Charles Clay is coming through. Tyrod Taylor is reaching out to him. That was the thing in Miami, is that Clay had his moments, and then there were games where he's completely forgotten. He could catch a touchdown on Monday night and then not even have a target in another game, or maybe be targeted once. So, as of right now, if you have Charles Clay, much better situation on the Bills than he had on the Dolphins. I'm still on the fence on wide receiver Percy Harvin. I know he can make the big play, but he's not utilized as much in the passing game as he needs to be for me to tell you that he's a top two wide receiver that you should have on your depth chart that you should be starting in fantasy football. The Carolina Panthers, two trusted on the team, were the two I trust now, three games in, were the two I trusted going in to this fantasy football season of 2015-2016, and that is quarterback Cam Newton and tight end Greg Olsen. Newton has the only rushing touchdowns for the Panthers in three games. He has two to go with five passing touchdowns, and Greg Olsen leads the team with two touchdown receptions because when you don't have Calvin Benjamin, the number one target becomes Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen, with Calvin Benjamin out there, split being a number one target. Now he is the number one target. Cam Newton can run well. He can pass the ball. If he's going for that big-time play, he's going to Greg Olsen, in my opinion. If he's going over the middle, he's going to Greg Olsen. And he can obviously make a lot of plays with his feet. And you see him do that flip, which a lot of fantasy owners, while he was in the air, took that moment of silence, shrieked a little, and saw him land on his feet. He doesn't need to be doing flips. Save that for Madden, Cam Newton, Greg Olsen. If you don't have either one of them starting, you should definitely put them in that starting opportunity, because Cam Newton and Greg Olsen are going to get you numbers no matter what, more often than not, throughout the season. Before we take a break here on Fantasy Football Friday's inaugural show, I want to get to the Chicago Bears. They are hibernating this season. Stay away from their offense and stay away from their defense. The only player I would consider is running back Matt Forte, but relying on him as a team owner could hurt your fantasy football team because the Bears are putting so much pressure on him. Obviously, all defenses have to do is stack the box. So, Matt Forte, at best, is your third choice at running back on your team. I would stay away from the Chicago Bears defense completely and their offense with injuries to Jay Cutler and Alshon Jeffrey not being 100%. Jimmy Clausen not doing anything. Martellus Bennett relying on Jay Cutler. At the situation that they're in right now, it's time for you to move on from the Chicago Bears. They should be on your bench this week and going forward if they continue to have the output they've been having. Cincinnati Bengals, quarterback Andy Dalton and wide receiver A.J. Green have been the two guys that I'm keeping a close eye on right now. Two guys that I feel like, you know, A.J. Green is going to get his early draft pick. If you have him on your team, most likely you got him in the first four rounds. But Andy Dalton is a guy that could be not drafted completely through 16 to 18 rounds. However, Dalton's been one of the most efficient quarterbacks early on in this fantasy football season of 2015. 8 touchdowns to 1 interception, multiple touchdowns in all 3 games. If you get points taken away from you for an interception, this is a good quarterback to have because he's only had one of them. If you have someone like Colin Kaepernick, well, hopefully you've learned your lesson this season so far. But Andy Dalton, 8 touchdowns to 1 interception, and A.J. Green, 3 touchdowns in 2 games. Green with 13 targets against the Ravens, 10 catches of those 13, 227 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns, by far the best performance by a wide receiver this early season for fantasy football. Running backs Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard, however, they are affected by the success of the passing game. So, if you have Jeremy Hill or you have Giovanni Bernard, maybe you sit them for right now. Coming out of the three weeks, going into week 4, maybe you sit Hill, maybe you sit Giovanni Bernard, see how things go, or if you have to put him in a flex position in a deep league, consider that. But right now, Jeremy Hill, Giovanni Bernard, not starting running backs for you. However, Andy Dalton should definitely, and I'm saying this, if he's on the waiver wire, go get him. If he's a free agent, go get him. And I'm saying this to you, I've said it before, Andy Dalton is a starting fantasy football quarterback. Don't believe me? Look at his numbers. Multiple touchdowns in all 3 games, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception. The only one performing better, Aaron Rodgers. And you can also look at Tom Brady. But Andy Dalton is in that discussion of top 5 fantasy football quarterbacks, numbers-wise. Whether you want to believe it or not, the redheaded monster is doing what he needs to do. 8 touchdowns, 1 interception. Definitely consider him. A.J. Green, great to see this for fantasy owners. He let me down last year in certain points, but 3 touchdowns in 2 games, and what he did against the Ravens was absolutely huge. We're going to take a step aside here on Fantasy Football Friday to hear from the partners that helped make it possible for me to bring you this live show. Then we're right back in it, going next in alphabetical order. Cleveland Browns, Dallas Cowboys, and much more coming up right here on Fantasy Football Friday.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hoppin'.
Get air.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com. With the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing, DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Welcome back here to Fantasy Football Friday on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. Obviously, the main site, the main hub is WakeUpCallDT.com, where you can be listening to the show right now, because on the WakeUpCallDT.com homepage, right under my background, little biography of what I've done, after you get under that, you will see the Listen Live opportunity there. So right under my picture and my background, the Listen Live bar is always there for you. All you have to do is click on it. So you can listen directly to the live show on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, or go straight to the hub where sports meets life, WakeUpCallDT.com, and listen from the homepage. Fantasy Football Friday, we're going every single team in alphabetical order. So next up are the Cleveland Browns. I'm still waiting on running back Isaiah Crowell. I drafted him. I thought that the Cleveland Browns, because historically since they've come back in 1999, no matter what happens, their running backs still find a way to get yards and still find a way to be productive. Still waiting on Isaiah Crowell, though. Wide receiver Dwayne Bowe, still an issue. I don't see anything coming from him. The question was, if he's such a successful guy in college and he went to the Chiefs, maybe it wasn't the right fit for him. Well, apparently the right fit for him is not Cleveland either. But keep an eye on tight end Gary Barnidge. He's a potential number two tight end for your team. Could be a number one for your team. He did score recently, and he is getting looks from Josh McCown. So just keep him on your roster as a potential number two. Number one, if you need him, or if somebody's on a bye week, definitely put Gary in there. So if you don't have Gary Barnidge, this is a tight end to pick up right now. Browns quarterback seesaw does make it difficult, though, for what wide receivers you should go with the Cleveland Browns. Although their defense and special teams, if you're getting them for Travis Benjamin, not a bad choice as a backup. Dallas Cowboys, injuries affecting production in a good way and in a not-so-good way, depending on who you have on your fantasy football roster. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo and Dez Bryant being out, obviously that's going to affect you for another 8 to 9 weeks. However, Cowboys running back Joseph Randle and Darren McFadden, them on your team, with Tony Romo and Dez Bryant each out potentially 10 weeks in full, is helping you. Joseph Randle had 3 touchdowns, McFadden 1 most recently, and Cowboys running back Lance Dunbar has been strong all the way through when he had Tony Romo and when he had Brandon Whedon. 10 receptions with Brandon Whedon for 100 yards in the loss to the Atlanta Falcons. If you don't have Lance Dunbar, which a lot of people do not, this would be the time to pick him up. Go after Lance Dunbar, give him an opportunity. I don't believe you will be disappointed, because I didn't think he was going to do much in the rushing game, which he really hasn't, but in the passing game, he's been huge. He was part of the drive that helped the Cowboys beat the Giants in their first game, and obviously 10 receptions for 100 yards. If you get points per reception, points every 10 yards for a receiver, Lance Dunbar, either way, a PPR league or a standard league, it's good to have a guy like him on your roster and starting. Jason Witten's targets have not gone down, but they're not in the end zone. He has 2 touchdowns in game 1 to none in the last 2 games. So, obviously, Tony Romo likes Jason Witten. He relied on him for that game-winning touchdown against the Giants and to move the ball. However, now that Brandon Whedon's there, with the potential of Matt Castle being the starting quarterback, you don't know where Jason Witten's going to be. However, the positive sign for people that have a PPR league or get points, like I said before, for every so many receiving yards, Jason Witten, do not drop him, do not take him off your team, and depending on who you have on your roster, don't take him out of your starting lineup, because he is getting targeted by multiple quarterbacks. You think, well, there's no Romo. Witten's not going to get opportunities. He has been, which is good for fantasy football owners. Terrence Williams, however, though, has been up and down. I don't really know what to tell you about Terrence Williams right now. As far as what to do with him, put him on your bench unless you need a flex player and you're short on wide receivers. But right now, he's not a starting one or two. There's inconsistency, and knowing that the offense might be given from Brandon Whedon to Matt Castle is leaving me to question how much Terrence Williams is going to be involved, because I don't know what Matt Castle is going to do with the offense. None of us do until it happens. So Terrence Williams, hold off on putting him in your starting lineup. Jason Witten, don't take him out just yet. If you have any of the three running backs, Joseph Randle, Darren McFadden, Lance Dunbar, you're looking like a smart cookie right now, so keep him on your team. Denver Broncos, no buck in this Bronco. Running back C.J. Anderson has been extremely subpar, underwhelming for what was expected. No touchdowns in the first three games of the season on the ground. But wide receivers Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, although they rely on Peyton Manning, who hasn't been the Peyton Manning of old, if Manning continues to be at least a shadow of himself, which is what he has been, basically, they will still produce, and they have so far. Thomas close to 100 yards in the last couple games, and Sanders has two scores. So, very important to note the fact that Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are still starters on your team, despite the fact that Peyton Manning isn't Peyton Manning of what he used to be. Tight end Owen Daniels for the Broncos. He's up and down, but Manning likes the tight end position, so keep him on your roster. Start him if you have to. If you don't have to, leave him on the bench, but don't drop him yet. Peyton Manning, below 200 passing yards to over 250 to 300+. He's consistently going up, and his team is 3-0. So say what you want to say about how ugly Peyton Manning came out of the gate. Somehow, some way, his numbers are still productive. His receivers are still helping you on your fantasy football team. And if you have Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Owen Daniels, or Peyton Manning, keep them on your roster. Definitely Thomas and Sanders as starters. Don't get rid of Peyton Manning just yet. Consider him to be your number two, unless you have somebody on a bye week. Owen Daniels, he's a backup tight end right now. But this team may not be as far out of it offensively as you might have thought earlier on. The Detroit Lions, I believed in running back Amir Abdullah to have a strong rookie season coming into this season. I compared him to Fred Taylor. So this might be the first time that a rookie running back since Fred Taylor has been this effective. You know, Fred, with what he did with double-digit rushing touchdowns, I just saw a similarity. I'm not saying that Adrian Peterson, I'm not saying other guys that came into the league didn't have strong moments. I just see Fred Taylor's numbers in his rookie season being somewhat similar to what Amir Abdullah might be able to do. And as long as Joik Bell continues to be the running back that you do not want on your fantasy team this year, Amir Abdullah could get to those numbers I was thinking of. Bell has 20 carries for 22 yards, one touchdown. Doesn't take a mathematician to know that that is a terrible yards per carry percentage. But Bell owners should definitely be concerned, the injury as well. Abdullah owners, the better choice over Bell, a touchdown in the rushing and receiving game through three contests. I know he hasn't broken out and given you a ton of yards. I know he hasn't gotten you more than two touchdowns in three games. But Amir Abdullah is a good number two to number three back to a flex position. As I continue to twist my tongue around these words, Amir Abdullah, I believed him in him going in. I believe in him currently, and I believe he'll only get better as he eventually takes over that top spot and isn't splitting it as much with Joik Bell, who I think is going to turn into a third down back. Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate could be one of the best tandems. Key two words. Could be. Fantasy owners, take note that Megatron's been targeted 30 times in two games, but he's only caught 18. Still waiting on Golden Tate, just like I was last season. But tight end Eric Ebron becoming more of a part of the offense. Two touchdowns in three games. He's a good number two, potential number one tight end for you. So, it's going to be crazy for me to say this, but after 3 weeks, Eric Ebron is your best option in the receiving game for the Detroit Lions. Calvin Johnson needs to show up, and Golden Tate is taking little to no pressure off of him with his subpar performance so far. Green Bay Packers drafting a quarterback for the first pick in the first round. If you did it, you're a genius. If it was Aaron Rodgers. 10 touchdowns, no picks through three games. He's running well, too. Those who took a chance on Randall Cobb are looking right so far. 4 touchdowns in 3 games. Went off for 3 most recently and targeted at least 11 times in Game 2 and in Game 3. Wide receiver James Jones, no matter the yards, he scores at least 1 touchdown in each of the 3 games played, 4 receiving touchdowns overall. So for those of you that took a chance on James Jones as he signed on late to stay with the Green Bay Packers, good for you. Running back Eddie Lacy, a number 2 back for you at the moment while the passing attack is flourishing, like I had noted before. He has to get involved in the passing game, though. Because when you have Aaron Rodgers on your team, you're not going to get a ton of production out of your running game once your passing game gets going. However, Eddie Lacy should still be out there for you. I'm just telling you, we're looking at 7 points, not 20. If you had a choice and you have to put somebody in flex and you have Eddie Lacy, James Jones, Randall Cobb, you're going with Cobb, then Jones, then Lacy. Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck, not doing a lot of throwing this week. May or may not play in the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. But even if he's not throwing that much, he hasn't been throwing that well either way. 5 touchdowns to 7 interceptions this season. Andre Johnson in the receiving game, obviously a factor in this. He's gotten you nothing. T.Y. Hilton is underperforming. Philip Dorsett is a dark horse in this fantasy football season, but Andrew Luck's production has to get better. This might be Frank Gore's week. More and more I think about it, you might want to start Frank Gore against Jacksonville's defense and with everything going on with the passing game for the Colts. Jacksonville Jaguars, Denard Robinson is not your answer. I have people ask me, should I play him in flex? Right now, the answer is no. TJ Yeldon is getting there, though. TJ Yeldon, the rookie running back, he's doing some good things. He's bringing some positives to the Jaguars. It's not enough right now, but TJ Yeldon is a guy that you want to keep on your roster and just keep watching. Allen Robinson, the number one target of Blake Bortles. The Colts secondary, not the greatest in the 21st century. So if you have one of your quarterbacks going to be off, let's say you have 2 quarterbacks, and you know Tennessee Titans and the New England Patriots are off this week. So if you have Tom Brady or you have Marcus Mariota and they're off and you need somebody, Blake Bortles is a good option. Hear me out. I know a lot of people shy away from the Jacksonville Jaguars players because of their record, because of the reality of the game. But you're playing fantasy football. Allen Robinson, it can be a fantasy stud. So can Blake Bortles. So more so Blake Bortles. So if you have an opportunity and you need somebody out there, or you just want to grab a third quarterback, or you need to have a second quarterback with somebody off or somebody injured, Blake Bortles is not a bad option. He's your best option of those people that aren't adequately respected, and Allen Robinson is his favorite target. So make sure you take a look at that if you need somebody to help you out this week in fantasy football due to injury or a team being off. Kansas City Chiefs, finally, it took 90 weeks from January 4th, folks, of 2014. It took 90 weeks, but it finally happened. A Kansas City wide receiver caught a touchdown, which means that Jeremy Maclin should be on your list in your top 3 receivers. He's not your number 1. I'm not safe to call him your number 2, but he can be your number 3 or your flex. Still the best player in this offense in the receiving game is Travis Kelce, your tight end. If there was no one named Rob Gronkowski in the NFL, he would be the number 1 tight end in the country. I stand by that. Jamal Charles, you definitely want to play him. Nile Davis, leave him on your bench. Don't know what's going on with him right now. The unfortunate of Nile Davis is that as long as Jamal Charles does what he does, Nile Davis unfortunately has to sit on the bench, and he doesn't get the time that I feel like he always deserves. Miami Dolphins, stay away from their defense and special teams. Rishard Matthews, not a bad wide receiver to have if you need a third guy or a flex guy. Jarvis Landry's been underwhelming. Underwhelming seems to be my word today. I've never been sold on Lamar Miller, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's a number 1. Maybe he's a number 2 for you. Maybe. But if Ryan Tannehill can't move the ball and can't do well in these games moving forward, I would just stay away from Miami. Before we take our final break, I do want to hit two other teams really quickly here. The Minnesota Vikings, let's get into them. Mike Wallace has done some good things. He's somebody to have on your team in a flex position. Adrian Peterson, I said it. I said going into this season, Adrian Peterson, I watched how he did in game one, and I said, okay, Adrian's going to need to get more involved, more comfortable. He's getting back into it in game one. So I thought he'd do better in game two. And then I thought from game two, he would spark and go from game three and really turn into a good season for you. Well, if you have him on your fantasy team, which believe it or not, he was not drafted in one of my fantasy leagues, this man has had over 120 yards on the ground in the last two games that Minnesota's played early here, and he did exactly what I said. Started off the season 10 carries for 31 yards, no touchdown. Then had 134 yards. Then in the most recent game had 126 yards and got into the end zone. The way things were going, I thought week three would be the time he got in at least once. He got in twice. So Adrian Peterson, definitely a guy you need to start. Teddy Bridgewater is good to have, but he's still a backup. Charles Johnson, watch his injury at wide receiver. And Kyle Rudolph, as much as people might put him as a top 10, top 15 tight end, I don't see it so far. So last team we're going to do before our final break here on Fantasy Football Friday, I am going to go, keeping with alphabetical order, we're going to skip over the New England Patriots. Because, well, actually, you know what? We're going to hit the Patriots here. They're not playing in week four, but let's just go down the line. Danny Amendola, he's injury prone, but he's done some good things. LeGarrette Blount at the running back position. Have him on your team as a number two or a number three, a flex guy. I don't see him as a starter. I know he had a great game against the Jaguars, but again, Jaguars' rush defense is terrible, so keep that in mind. Rob Gronkowski, I don't have to tell you, play him. Scott Chandler, if you need a third tight end, put him there. Tom Brady is Tom Brady, and that suspension, for those of you that took a chance, you guys got that opportunity because he did not have to sit out for four games, which has been huge, especially in the game against Jacksonville for fantasy owners. Julian Edelman, still a guy that I think is a number two. So if you have Edelman or Amendola, they're number two guys. Gronk is your number one. Brady is your number one. LeGarrette Blount, he's a two or three for you. And the last one that we'll go to here after doing the Patriots in Fantasy Football Friday before our final break, I do want to jump to the New Orleans Saints really quick. Watch where Drew Brees is right now. He is obviously going through an injury. Marquise Colson, might be time to drop him. Keep him very low on your depth chart. Keep him low on your bench. Brandon Cook, same type of thing right now. Your best opportunity on the New Orleans Saints is Mark Ingram, their running back. C.J. Spiller, not doing anything. Kyrie Robinson, he scores every once in a while. Key term, every once in a while. So, best opportunity you have if you have any Saints players is to start Mark Ingram. I wouldn't start anybody else right now. We'll take our final step aside here on Fantasy Football Friday and then get back into it. Stay close.
Here is Stacey Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about her restaurant's place in your community.
I look at being a leader, a local business that can give jobs back to the community. You know, our youth as well. I'm a mother, at first and foremost, and I see so many youth groups where we could help support them. Those messages go a long way to these kids. They see that leadership in the community, and it's just being that role model that I want to carry through our community. Other youth groups and organizations to lead in their community, and it carries through them throughout their life. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors. My husband and I. So we're kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel. The best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image. Creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. You have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home and away games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With FanHand, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the buffalo chicken wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York. Welcome back here to Fantasy Football Friday. This is Dan Tortora, and I'm here with you on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's the live feed. You can get the live feed on WakeUpCallDT.com's homepage. Fantasy Football Friday, we have about 12 minutes left. I got 12 more teams to go through. 12 teams in 12 minutes. Let's get it started right now. Odell Beckham Jr., keep him in your starters. I like him. I know he's been underwhelming. So has the offense of the New York Giants, but keep him out there. Eli Manning, keep him on your bench right now. He is a performer. He can get numbers, but at best, he's still a number two. but I wouldn't take him out of it completely. When I tell you to put him on your bench, I'm kind of pulling a little bit here. So he's going up against the Bills defense, so I don't see a lot of great things with him. But Odell Beckham Jr. should get you some yards, and if they're going to score one touchdown through the air, I would look at it to go to Odell Beckham Jr. or Larry Donnell, the tight end for the New York Giants, a good tight end to have on your team as a backup or for a few points. He is not someone that you want to look over on the waiver wire or in free agency. Rashad Jennings, don't like his output. I didn't like it going in. I think Andre Williams should be the number one. He's the home run hitter. So go with Andre Williams if you need to. If you're looking between him, Shane Vereen, and Rashad Jennings, it's Andre Williams for me all day. From the New York Giants to the team that is right there with them, sharing the stadium at MetLife, the New York Jets. Their defense is a defense that you want to play. You want to put them out there. Not a bad defense to have. Chris Ivory right now, watch his injury, but not completely sold on him. Have never really been. Ryan Fitzpatrick's a good backup quarterback to have on your team and good to have if someone goes down with an injury or is on a bye week. Brandon Marshall at wide receiver for the first time in 2 years, I'm going to tell you, start playing him. Put him out there. Eric Decker, leave him on your bench. That is the New York Jets. And I did not stutter, and I was telling the truth. Play their defense. Oakland Raiders, don't play their defense. I will tell you to play Latavius Murray, their running back hailing from Onondaga County in central New York. Go after Latavius Murray. If he's on your bench, grab him, put him up there. Most likely he's not on a waiver wire and he's not a free agent. If he is for some reason, pick him up before anybody else does. Do it right now while you're listening to the show. Latavius Murray, put him out there as a starter. Derek Carr is a good backup quarterback right now. Amari Cooper, I had him on my bench. I drafted him. I'm putting him back in my starting lineup, at least as a flex. So look at Amari Cooper, not a guy that I would tell you to give up on by any stretch of the imagination. He's a rookie. He's getting comfortable, and he's doing it a little bit quicker than I think some people might have given credit for, including myself. Michael Crabtree is not somebody that I would put as a starter right now, but if you're in a deep league and you need an extra wide receiver, maybe it's time to pick him up just because I trust David Carr. But don't put Michael Crabtree as a starter right now. I did not tell you to do that, so don't say that I did, because I did not. So DeMarco Murray, he has been upgraded to probable, but his numbers have been terrible. Darren Sproles is the running back that you want. If you have a choice, go after Darren Sproles. He might be on your waiver wire because people picked up Ryan Matthews and DeMarco Murray, but it's happened before. It's happening again. Darren Sproles is the most productive running back on a team, and that team is the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I'm not saying he's the most productive in the country. I'm saying there was a time where he was the most productive on the Saints, and there's a time right now where he is the most productive on the Eagles. DeMarco Murray, 21 attempts for 11 yards, one touchdown. All of you mathematics out there, put that all together. All you mathematicians out there that I just called mathematics because I spoke incorrectly. 21 attempts for 11 yards. That puts him in a very terrible position, which means that he's getting you nothing this season. DeMarco Murray is on my team. I am upset, but he's showing it right now that, you know, people were saying, can anybody run behind the big line that the Dallas Cowboys have, or is DeMarco Murray one of the most elite running backs in the country? Well, right now you're seeing anybody can run behind Dallas's line. Joseph Randall, Darren McFadden, and Lance Dunbar have done it, and obviously they're protecting Brandon Whedon, and they protected Tony Romo before that, and right now not a lot protecting you from the onslaught of abuse that your team is getting from starting DeMarco Murray. So leave him on your bench this week. Darren Sproles, if you got him, start him. Put him in your flex because he is kind of the definition of that. Sam Bradford, good backup to have. And as far as wide receivers go, Jordan Matthews, he's a good number two to number three for you to put out there moving forward for the Philadelphia Eagles as we continue our 12 teams in 12 minutes. Running down the line here, fresh off the Pittsburgh Steelers game. We don't know how long Ben Roethlisberger is going to be out, but I liked what Michael Vick was able to do, so he is a good backup. If you have the Pittsburgh team quarterback, don't get rid of them right now. Leave Michael Vick on your team because I do feel that there's going to be good, some good things that come from this. This is his last-ditch effort. It could be his last-ditch effort to really show himself in the NFL, so I wouldn't count him out. Le'Veon Bell came back after that suspension going strong. Definitely want to have him out there. Antonio Brown, you want to have him out there. D'Angelo Williams, This is a tough one. I have him on my team, and I have Le'Veon Bell, and it's hard for me because I was hoping that his output would allow the Pittsburgh Steelers to share the role, but right now they're not. So if you have D'Angelo Williams, he might only be worth a couple points for you moving forward, at least at this point in the season with Le'Veon Bell coming back. San Diego Chargers, Phillip Rivers is a guy that you want to put out there. I mean, he is a yards person, so especially moving forward in some of the games that he's going to have, Phillip Rivers is a guy to consider starting. Melvin Gordon is a good number two running back as he gets more comfortable. Malcolm Floyd, as a wide receiver on the San Diego Chargers, who I overlooked and did not draft, I'm telling you right now, put him out there. Keenan Allen as well. The San Diego Chargers might not be the team you want them to be, but there's definitely players out there that you need to consider putting in your two deep as your starting lineup for fantasy football. Anquan Boldin, he's someone that I would say questionable for you to play on your team. Right now, Torrey Smith is too up and down, so I can't tell you to play him. Definitely play Carlos Hyde. And if you have Colin Kaepernick, I'm going to tell you this honestly, and I might have told you this before the season as well. If your choice is Blake Bortles or Colin Kaepernick, you choose Blake Bortles. You can say what you want to say about Jacksonville. You choose Blake Bortles. Right now, every argument, Blake over Colin Kaepernick. And Blaine Gabbert, who is the former Jacksonville starter, if you have the team quarterback of the Niners, wait one more week. Nothing comes of it. It's time to drop them. Seattle Seahawks defense, they gave me a shutout. You know, it's the first defense taken. You need to get him. Thomas Rawls, good waiver wire running back. If you don't have him, get him there. Get him as a free agent. A lot of people aren't even thinking of him or even know his name. Out of Central Michigan, Thomas Rawls, pick him up if you need another running back. Fred Jackson, wait on him. Russell Wilson, still doing work. Jimmy Graham, doing what he does best, which is score for your team. Tyler Lockett, if you have a really deep league and you need another guy, put him on there. But right now, I still see him as a special teams player, so I don't know exactly how much he's going to give you in the receiving game. But Doug Baldwin and Jermaine Kearse are two guys that I don't trust. So if it's up to me and you had to choose between Baldwin, Lockett, and Kearse, Lockett would be the guy I would go with at this point, just because he's going to get you numbers some way, somehow. And he's probably going to do it in the return game, but I'd like to see Seattle use him more in the pass game. That would be very helpful to your team in picking up a steal on the waiver wire or in free agency. For the St. Louis Rams, Brian Quick, don't like what I'm seeing right now. Jared Cook's giving you nothing. Kenny Britt, not much. Nick Foles has not been great. Trey Mason is your only hope, but as of right now, I would stay away from the St. Louis Rams unless you have Todd Gurley as a third opportunity at running back or in a flex position if you're playing two running backs. I do think Gurley's going to have a good season. It's just right now the St. Louis Rams are not looking that great. But Todd Gurley, don't leave him on your bench, and definitely don't get rid of him, even though St. Louis's offense hasn't looked good. Doug Martin, his gameplay is the same as his injury status. Questionable. I took a chance on him. I never do. I'm not happy that I did. So I wouldn't have him out there as a starter for you. I like Mike Evans at wide receiver because Jameis Winston seems to like him. And Austin Seferian Jenkins, if he's healthy, he's a good number two tight end, potential number one for you. And we are going to do it. We are going to get to 12 teams in 12 minutes as I have two left. Tennessee Titans off in week four. They have the first bye week with the New England Patriots. But I like Marcus Mariota. He's a good number two for you. In a deep league, he's a number one. Bishop Sankey, he's a number three for me still at running back. Not sold on Kendall Douglas. Harry Douglas. I was looking at Kendall Wright when I said that. Wide receiver Kendall Wright. This is a guy that wasn't even drafted in some of my leagues. He was just left out there. Nobody believed in the Titans receiving core. I believe in Kendall Wright right now, so go out and get him. Anthony Fasano, he's good if you need a third tight end, potential second tight end in a deep league. But right now with the Titans, I like Kendall Wright and Marcus Mariota. And finally, rounding it out, Kirk Cousins, Washington Redskins. We're going to start there. I like Kirk Cousins, but he's not a starter. He's not someone to rely on right now. Alfred Morris and Matt Jones, they're not bad, but they don't have a great line. DeSean Jackson, I haven't been sold on him since he left Philadelphia and even before that, so I'm not going to tell you to play him. Pierre Garçon, he's good for a flex position, but I'd stay away from the majority of the Washington Redskins, including their defense and special teams, that if you have them, you need to drop them, and that should be pretty clear to you. So, we did it. 32 teams in an hour. 32 teams, Fantasy Football Friday. This is the inaugural show on wakeupcalldt.com. You can listen to it every single Friday at noon Eastern time right on the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com. And you can also listen directly on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. Make sure you sign up for free. It is free. You don't have to pay anything. It's not a joke. It's not free until whatever. It's free to sign up on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. The only people that can chat with me, ask me questions, give me topics to talk about on Fantasy Football Friday are those that sign up for free. If you're not signed up, you can't go into the chat room. And there is a live chat room for every live show that I do. Fantasy Football Friday and any show I do on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt will give you an opportunity to talk with me live in the open chat, which is a message board where you can put out different things, different questions, topics that you want to have. So make sure you're following me and you're signed up for free, mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. That all rhymed. It's Dr. Seuss. It's Friday. I'm feeling good. 32 teams in 1 hour plus commercial breaks. We did it. I'm proud of you. Hope you enjoyed the show. Fantasy Football Friday, every Friday at noon Eastern time from wakeupcalldt.com and on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. For myself, Dan Tortora, thank you so much for listening in. If for any reason you missed the show, watch for the rebroadcast, which will be on the fantasy football page of wakeupcalldt.com. God bless, be well, and TGIF. Enjoy it.